The Jamestown High football team falls 21-13 last Friday night to Minot, getting ready to play Century this week, and when that game is going to be played or if it's going to be played still up in the air. But we'll talk about it coming up in just a few minutes. But Bill Nelson joins us right now. Coach, how we doing?
Hey, we're doing good. We're doing good. A little light precip in the air and sun's shining, and well, somewhat, not really, but
it was out the first couple days this week.
It was. It was nice, huh?
Yeah.
It was like I was ready to start suntanning, but and that's not an option, so. No, we had
you sun tanning.
Oh yeah, we don't need to talk about that on the air. So,
well,
yeah, right, good one.
We talked
like, severe pastiness. So my melon gets burnt, my legs, maybe my arms, and that's as much suntan as I get.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Well, let's go back a little bit. We obviously talked about the Minot game a little bit after the fact, but 21-13 loss on Friday night, and really just a great effort from your guys and gave Minot everything they could handle. There was a lot of things to like about having Friday night.
Like I told you Friday night, it was really hard to come away disappointed. And then I think Chris sent it out our stats yesterday and look at the stat line. If you looked at the stat line, you didn't see the score, you'd have thought that, you know, we were in control of that game. And we had chances. I mean, woulda, coulda, shouldas. But the as hard as the kids played, come walk away happy. Winner, loser, draw. It was, would you like to get the W? Yeah, you would have. But it's like we're told the kids you're that close. That close from a play here and a play there and that being a different outcome. You know, and that's a pretty darn good football team who's battled with some other teams in the state. And it's, you know, we're getting there. We're just keep plugging along and keep working. And
yeah, there was a lot of things to like about Friday night. And I thought the most impressive part of Friday night was the fact that your defense was put in a few situations where they had their backs against the wall, but I thought they responded quite well.
Had that bend but don't break mentality, you know, and take out that first series. We had to get acclimatized, whatever the word may be, you know, to things. And after that, you talk about do your job all the time, you know, assignment, alignment, and technique, and Coach Frank Harpspawn. And it's take out that first drive. We were very good. You know, we're very stingy run defense and pass game. I think we give up two passes that it's, you know, they threw some different things at us. But when teams start to go away from the norm, you know you're probably taking some things away that we want to do. And we dared them to pass the ball. That we wanted to stop the run game. So, and do we stop it wholeheartedly? No, but we slowed it down quite a bit. So as far as if you look at stats, what they had coming into the game, you know. So feel real good about that. And the moves that we made felt pretty effective. So.
Offensively, how did you feel that went? I know there were some moments where you guys were moving the ball pretty well, but some others where maybe you would like a couple plays back.
You know, I think there's always opportunities out there. I will say this. I think the offensive line probably played their best game of the year. Did we give up a couple things here and there? Yeah, we still got to run the ball better, but their pass protection was probably the best we've seen all year long. Tremendous improvement from the week before that. So, you don't want to play a perfect game, Steve. You and I both know that, and there's always things to improve upon. But like I said, it told the kids too. It was a different feeling at halftime. It was a different feeling after the game. I don't know how to describe it, but it was just a different feeling amongst them. That you got a different vibe in the locker room pregame, and then you really could feel it at halftime. You know, and we were that close. It's like, fellas, we keep doing what we're doing. You know, stay together, give tremendous effort, have tremendous attitude, and things are going to go our way.
Well, Tommy chucked it around 36 times on Friday night. I know that's not maybe necessarily the ratio you want, but that's kind of where you guys had to go to.
No, but, you know, and that's, you know, he had a lot of good balls, and receivers running good routes, and I'm sure he'll come back, and he probably could have liked to hit this one back or that one back. And, you know, it's one of those where he keeps evolving and improving the more, and nothing is too much for him is from a standpoint of, you know, hey, can we do this? Can we do this? Can we do this? Let's do it. You know, so he's on board, and it's, 36 times. I didn't even look at that. That was a lot, huh?
I would say that's probably the most that a Jamestown football team has had in a long time.
I think it has been. And if it was in your world, you'd like to see 40 plus probably, huh?
Oh, I'd like to see him chuck it around 35, 40 times a game.
Whatever. So,
Bill Nelson's our guest, head football coach of the Jamestown
Blue
Jays.
This isn't John Madden football, though, you notice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You could still chuck it around. It's fun. Well, let's look ahead a little bit. Obviously, the weather is going to play a bit of a factor into what happens here in the next couple of days leading up to this game against Century. But one way or another, you're going to take the field against the Century Patriots here in the next couple of days.
We'll see them. It's just a matter of when. There's a couple different situations, and I know meteorologists and a lot of people are. There's different possibilities out there, and we'll know more Thursday. There's a couple different options out there, and. I'd say that the chances that we're going to play on a Friday night are pretty slim. We will get the game in. It's just a matter of when and where. So as soon as we know something more concrete, let you guys know, and we'll get it out on social media and get it out to the people that need to know, powers that be. And plain and simple, we're seeing the best team in the state of football, or best team in North Dakota. They're big, they're strong, they're athletic, they're physical. You know, they're very well coached. That's what you're going to get from Century. Coach Wingenbach, they do everything right, and told the kids after the game, and if you can't get excited for having the number one team in the state coming into your place late in the season, you probably shouldn't be in that locker room. So the other challenges, darn right there's challenges. Are we going to be up for them? We're going to put our best foot forward and get after it, whenever that may be. Maybe it's Friday, maybe it's Saturday, maybe it's Monday. We'll see.
Well, they've got one of the best quarterbacks in the state in Cade Feeney. What kind of challenges does that offense present?
You know, he can, and something that they haven't brought out, and when his brother was playing, they kind of kept in their back pocket. They haven't put a whole lot of the quarterback run game in stuff yet, and that's kind of keeping their pocket, because all of a sudden you start running him, and now you have to count for, you know, it takes, he's out of the run game when he's handing it off, but tremendously athletic young man. And I told somebody, I said, this would be like the, I think in the last 9 years, we've seen a Feeney at quarterback for seven of them. You know, obviously we didn't play the varsity the last 2 years, but you're still watching games. You're still, you know, hearing the Feeney name, and he's similar, but he's different. He's a smaller, more compact version than his brother, but he's still an athlete. He's still a tremendous competitor and still makes plays.
Well, if you want to go back even further, you could toss a guy that's now playing quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles in that mix.
Yeah, he's not a Feeney, but he's still pretty darn good. So, but I, you know, that was before my time in coming here. But you still watched and hear names and knowing the NDSU guys, and they, you know, I remember Chris Kleineman saying when he was the D coordinator way back when that, you know, you gotta watch out for this Wentz kid, and he's the best quarterback we saw all year. So obviously you knew something special was coming there, and I think when he was a freshman he was like what 5'8", 125. So
yeah, and I don't know this for sure, but I believe I was told that his senior year, he actually did not play against Jamestown due to an injury. So
that was before my time.
Yeah, it was before my time as well. But
so
yeah, they've had some pretty good streaks of quarterback play there in Century. And I remember that, because when we played Century, that was Dalton Feeney's second game back a couple of years ago. And on the second play of the game, he threw a 74-yard touchdown. I was like, okay, this is a little bit
different. But if you remember that game, we were right there at half. We just we had kept the 3-4 in the back pocket. We played the 4-3 all year because Fletcher had left, and then we brought out the 3-4, and we were able to neutralize things pretty well that first half. And then second half, we just their depth got the best of us, and and Dalton decided to, we were kind of hoping that year. I think the game for us, we played Dickinson. He threw for 5 touchdowns. Like, well, guess he's going to be back.
He's back. Getting ready for your team, what kind of things do you guys have to focus on for yourself playing a team that's this good in this town?
Just worry about us. Do what we need to do. You know, take care of the ball, obviously, offensively. Give tremendous effort. You know, like I told fellas at the game, I wanted to win that game. We wanted to win that game against Ryan so bad. But you can't be disappointed with how hard they played. You know, they stayed together. There was no blame game going on, which there has never been with this group. You know, it's always about picking the other guy up, and it's about the guy next to you, and things will take care of themselves. Good things happen to good people. So we're going to keep plugging away, and like I said, if you can't get excited for playing number one team in the state, they were my preseason number one going into the year, and I have a hard time seeing anybody, but we'll see.
Yeah. Obviously, it's going to be awfully tough for you guys to get into any sort of playoff picture here with the,
you know, that there's a small chance where, you know, if we can get two of the last three, there's a small chance. It's a small chance, but it's still a chance.
Yeah.
Right.
Got it. It's the door's still open.
Dang right. It is. So
not closed.
Take care of business and get out and compete our tails off with Century, and we'll let the chips fall where they may. And we got Bismarck High next.
Well, Coach, good luck this weekend.
Hey, thank you. You stay warm. Okay.
I will.
Don't worry about you being cold. You know, make sure you got some thermals with. And
I'll be just fine. Especially if it's if it's played Friday, I won't be there. But if it's played Monday, I'll be there and I'll be warm.
Gotcha. Well, if you go down, what was it the what they ride in across? Was it what's the old movie with Jim Carrey?
Oh, the is Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
The dogmobile?
Yeah, the dogmobile, or else you maybe get a moped and ride down with somebody, you know what I'm saying?
That is Bill Nelson, head football coach of the Blue Jays, joining us here on ESPN Jamestown.